Resampling your own fills for DJ-friendly sets. Beginner lesson for drum and bass in Ableton Live. All right, let's build something that feels like a real producer to DJ superpower. Making your own fills and transition tools, then resampling them into clean, bar-perfect audio clips you can drop into a DJ set with confidence. The big idea is simple. Instead of relying on random effects packs or trying to recreate the same transition every time, you design a fill once. Print it to audio inside Ableton, and now it's a weapon. It's timed, labeled, leveled, and it lands exactly on the phrase. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a small folder of your own tools. Think, a one-bar snare rush into a drop, a two-bar jungle stutter edit, a half-bar impact with a little tail, maybe even an eight-bar tension builder. All at something like 174 BPM. Ready to drag into Ableton for performance, or export to Recordbox, Serato, Traktor, whatever you use. Step 0. Set up a DJ-friendly template. First, set your tempo. If you're making drum and bass tools, pick your home bass. 174 BPM is a classic, but anywhere from 170 to 176 is totally normal. Next, set global quantization to 1 bar. This is huge if you're going to trigger these in session view later, because it forces the clip to start on the next bar line. Basically, it's your safety net when you're excited and you click slightly late. Optional, but really useful. In arrangement view, drop locator markers for phrase points, like intro at bar 1, drop at bar 33, break at bar 65, drop 2 at bar 97. The exact numbers don't matter. What matters is your thinking in phrases. Drum and bass mixing is phrase-based, and your fills should be 1, 2, 4, or 8 bars so they sit naturally in that structure. Now step 1. Build a solid drum bass, so the fill actually makes musical sense. For a beginner-friendly approach, use a drum rock on a MIDI track. Load a kick, a snare with both crack and body, closed hat, open hat, and maybe a ride or shaker layer. Then add a few stock devices to get it controlled but not overcooked. EQ8 is your cleanup tool. For example, roll off unnecessary sub rumble on snares and hats. On hats, a high pass around 200 to 400 HC is pretty normal. Saturator is your density tool. Try driving it a few dB, like 2 to 6, with soft clip on. You want it thicker, not way louder. Drum bus is great for glue, but be careful. Keep boom off, or super low, because we're trying to make DJ-friendly tools that won't suddenly invent sub bass and wreck the mix. A little drive, a touch of crunch, and you're good. And if you add compression, think light control, not flatten the life out of it. Especially for fills, you want impact. Step 2. Write a fill that a DJ actually wants to use. A DJ-friendly fill does a few things. It clearly signals change. It doesn't destroy the groove. It avoids clashing with bass too hard. And it starts and ends perfectly on the grid. That last one is non-negotiable. Let's do a classic. A one-bar snare rush. Make a one-bar MIDI clip. Put your regular DNB snare hits on beats 2 and 4. Then, in the last half of the bar, add 16th note snares. Start them a little softer, and ramp the velocity up so it feels like it's lifting into the downbeat. It's not just more notes, it's more energy. Teacher tip. If the rush feels heavy or messy, remove the kick in that last quarter bar or half bar. That tiny kick drop moment gives space and makes the drop hit harder, especially when you're layering this over another track sub. If you're more into jungle flavors, do a stutter edit from an Amen-style break. Drop the break on an audio track. Turn warp on. Use beats mode. Set preserve to something like 1/16, and push transients up so it stays snappy. Then right before the drop, duplicate a tiny slice, like a 16th or an 8th, a few times. And here's the fun part. Cut the final hit early, so there's this little gasp of silence right before the downbeat. That negative fill trick is surprisingly powerful because silence reads as intention when it's tight. Step 3. Add transition effects. The DJ glue. Keep it simple. You don't need a monster chain. A really solid beginner chain is auto filter, reverb, echo or delay, then a limiter. On auto filter, choose low pass and automate the cutoff a little in the last half bar. You're basically making the fill tuck back and set up the next moment. Reverb. Keep it short and controlled. Decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds is plenty. High cut the reverb somewhere around 7 to 10 kHz so it doesn't turn into fizzy spray on loud systems. Echo or delay. Pick a time like 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback maybe 10 to 25%. Keep the dry slash wet subtle. The move here is not wash the whole fill. The move is tail on the last hit. So automate reverb and delay mostly on the final snare hit, not across the whole bar. That way you get a clean groove plus a nice little tail that bridges into the next section, and then a limiter at the end, just catching peaks. You're not mastering here, you're preventing accidental clipping when you print. Extra coach note before we print, decide your use case. If this fill is an overlay tool, meaning you're dropping it on top of a track that's already playing, keep it mid and high focused, short, and avoid sub drops. You don't know what the underlying track's bass is doing, so don't start a low-end argument. If it's a replacement tool, meaning it replaces the outgoing drums for a full bar, it can be fuller. Still, don't let it have a huge boomy tail that steps on the next phrase. Step 4. Resample inside Ableton, fast and clean. Create a new audio track and name it something obvious, like Resample Fills. In that track's audio from chooser, select Resampling. That means it records whatever is coming out of the master. Basically, arm the track. Now, very important, solo only the fill group, or mute everything else, so you print only what you want, unless you intentionally want to print it with the full mix, which is rare for DJ tools. Set a loop brace around exactly the length you want. 1 bar, 2 bars, half a bar, 8 bars, whatever you're printing. Exact bar lengths make everything easier later. And here's a small trick that makes your prints cleaner. Give yourself a bar of pre-roll before the fill, when you record an arrangement. Even if you cut it off later, it helps your timing, and it captures any lead-in filter movement naturally. Hit record and capture the fill. Now you've printed it as audio, including your effects, saturation, glue, everything. Alternative method is freeze and flatten, which can be handy for CPU, but the resampling track method is usually more flexible and more performance friendly. Step 5. Edit the resampled audio so it's DJ proof. Open that new audio clip. First, trim it to the grid. You want the start exactly on 1.1.1. The end should land exactly on the next bar line. For a 1-bar clip, that's the start of bar 2. For a 2-bar clip, it's the start of bar 3. Add micro fades. A fade-in of 1 to 5 milliseconds prevents clicks. Fade-out depends on your tail. If it's meant to loop seamlessly, keep the end tight. If it's a transition tool with a tail, you might keep a little extra, but still be intentional. Then consolidate. Select the exact region you want and hit CMDJ or Ctrl-J. Consolidation is your This is the official clip button. It bakes the selection into a clean file with a clean start point. Warping. If you want the clip to be tempo flexible, turn warp on. For drums, beats mode is usually tightest. For more atmospheric tails, complex can sound smoother. No rule here, just listen. Now name it like you mean it. Put the tempo and length in the name so you can search later. Something like 174 1-bar snare rush dark plate tail, or 174 2-bar amen stutter no vox. You're building a library, so act like future you is a different person who needs clear labels. Extra sound discipline that matters for DJ sets, control the low end. A really practical move is to put an EQ curve on the fill bus, or on the printed audio. Try high passing around 90 to 130 Hz with a gentle slope. If it feels boxy, a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz. If it gets splashy, a tiny shelf down above 10 kHz. And for stereo discipline, add utility before the final limiter and mono the bass around 120 Hz. Even if your fill is mostly mid-range, this prevents weird club translation. Step 6. Export like a pro. When you export, turn normalize off. You want consistent loudness across your pack, not random everything at max files. Aim for safe headroom. A simple rule, peaks around minus 6 dB/fs is totally DJ friendly. You can always turn it up in a set. You can always master later. What you don't want is a clipped fill that forces you to fix it every time you use it. Also consider exporting 2 versions of your best fills, a DRY version with no reverb or delay tail, and a tail version with the tail. This is such a DJ move. Dry versions layer cleanly over unknown rooms and PAs, and tail versions feel amazing when you have space. Step 7. Organize and test them like DJ weapons. Make a tools lane in arrangement. Put a plain groove for a few bars, then drop in a fill, then groove again, then a different edit, and so on. Or make a fill audition lane. One track is a simple 8-bar loop, and underneath, you place a different fill every 8 bars. Then you can quickly audition what actually works musically. If you plan to trigger in session view, set the clip launch behavior. Set launch mode to trigger, quantization to global, or force it to 1 bar per clip if you want it locked no matter what. Keep legato off for fills, because you usually want them to start from the beginning every time. That prevents those awkward why did it start halfway through. Moments before we wrap, a quick checklist of common mistakes. If your fills don't end on the grid, they won't DJ well. Consolidate to exact bar lengths. If your reverb masks the snare, high cut the reverb and automate it mainly on the last hit. If you clip while resampling, use a limiter on the fill bus or master during printing. If your edits are too complicated, simplify. One strong idea beats five messy tricks, especially in a loud club. If the fill fights the kick and bass, drop the kick in the last half bar and keep the low end controlled. Mid-forward fills are your friend for darker DNB. Mini practice. Knock this out in 15 to 20 minutes. Make three fills. 1 bar snare rush. 2 bar amen stutter. Half bar impact with an echo tail. Resample each using a resampling input audio track. Consolidate to exact lengths. Export as 24-bit WAVs with clear names like 174 1 bar, 174 2 bar, 174 half bar. Then open a new Ableton set, set global quantization to 1 bar, and practice launching them on the 1. That's when you'll feel how powerful bar perfect audio tools really are. Recap. Write fills in musical lengths, half, 1, 2, 4 or 8 bars. Use a simple effects chain, filter, short reverb, subtle echo, limiter. Resample inside live with a dedicated track set to resampling. Then do the boring but crucial steps. Trim, fades, consolidate, warp if needed, and label clearly. Keep darker DNB fills tight, gritty and mid-focused so they sit over almost any track. If you tell me whether you're aiming for rollers, jump up, jungle, or neuro, and whether you perform in session view or arrangement, I can suggest a set of fill patterns and a matching Ableton stock device chain that fits that style's typical mix points.